I'm Ben.
Hi all, I'm Anastasia.
And you're watching or listening to Nevermind the Rumour Mill.
On Monday, April the 18th.
We're here basically to compliment Nevermind the Shitcoins, with a dash of rumour, sprinkle of gossip and some general crypto news updates, you know, some unconfirmed stuff every Monday, Wednesday and Friday.
Oh, subscribe and like the video because you don't want to FOMO over FUD, right? And as much fun as memes and digital money is, we never have and most likely will never be financial advisors. You have to remember it, guys.
Excellent. On with the show. Yay.
Yay.
So I wanted to mix things up a little bit this week, Anastasia, and basically what I want to do is follow the same handful of coins we've got in a very, very, very quick, super quick summary fashion kind of thing, if that's okay with you, of course.
Are these coins in your bag by any chance, Ben?
Maybe.
Well, remember, you have to disclose the interests.
Of course, I declare that I am interested in all the cryptocurrency, all of your cryptocurrencies, I'm interested in them. But the ones I want to follow this week are linked to a little bit of a breaking news story we've got coming up in a minute or two, which you won't hear anywhere else yet, I don't think.
Ooh. What are the coins then?
Okay, so basically we have to know what Bitcoin's up to because, you know, Bitcoin kind of controls the market still nowadays, whether you like it or not. Long story short, it's making us all very, very nervous. 20p, 50p to do the British joke. It's hovering on 40k. It dipped below it, which caused $120 million worth of liquidated longs over the weekend.
Ouch.
Yeah, big ouch. But yeah, I mean, apart from that, like I say, it's pretty much the same as it was when we spoke on Friday. Ethereum hovering at 3, Bitcoin hovering at 40. So the coins I actually want to look at this week are, you'll like this one, Ever. Okay.
Yay.
Solana, Luna, Avalanche, and Polkadot. So Solana is sitting pretty at just over $100. Avalanche is sitting at $76 apiece. Polkadot is sitting at $18. Luna, which I'm not overly familiar with, to be honest, and full disclosure, like we said earlier, full disclosure, crept back up to nearly 90. And you'll like to hear this. Everscale have been having a bit of a week of it, to be honest. They are climbing back up to, so some happy days for them. 27, 26 cent now on that, which is 7% up on the day. So there we go. We're gonna watch these prices for the rest of the week and see what we learn. If we learn anything, we're learning together. Hey, brilliant.
And moving to the stories, here are some super quick catch-up stories for you. So, hacker stole $182 million from an Ethereum-based stablecoin. Thing stole. Xfinity $610 hack money has been blocked by Tornado Cash, making it hard for the suspected North Korean hackers to cash out or spend their stolen funds. Satoshi Labs warned about the threat of hacking Trezor wallets after a series of sophisticated phishing scams have taken place. SHIB seems to be seeing some suspiciously bearish activity within 97% fall in online search queries, large decreases in wallet numbers and active accounts tweeting rapidly. Sportwear firm Puma, I like it personally, have added a .eth to their Twitter handle. What does it mean? Maybe we have to wait for NFTs or, well, we'll see.
We won't speculate.
Yeah, exactly. Game fans will be happy to hear Square Enix are carrying forth with the blockchain game plans despite a backlash from no coiners.
If they make a Final Fantasy metaverse, I'm sorry, but I mean, you'll be on your own doing this show. You'll never see me again. I will go live in the Final Fantasy metaverse. That'll be it for me. Sorry, guys. I love that game.
Wow. And Monero having a hard fork.
Ooh, is it a free money hard fork?
Sadly not, it seems.
Oh, never mind. as I promised you earlier, I've got a bit of an exclusive for you here, Anastasia.
Ooh, exclusive, you say. I'm waiting for it. Look forward to hear.
It's about as hot off the press as it gets. Basically, TradeView, the big trading website, tradeview.com, and my first love, your first love, Everscale, have launched a very cool price prediction contest. For all you charters out there, simply go on there, make your price predictions as you would on either Ever, Solana, Terra, Luna, Avalanche, or Polkadot, and do this before the 7th of May, and the most accurate predictions will take a prize.
I thought you were just shilling.
Would I do that? No, there's always a segue. That's what you need. No.
Brilliant. I will participate, by the way. I have no idea how to trade it and what is the price prediction, but I will. Yeah, I guess I just need to try.
Yeah, why not? Just pick a number and put some sort of logic to it. I'm sure you might win something.
Give me some luck.
Yeah.
By the way, using an iPhone or any Apple device for your MetaMask wallet?
Personally, I'm not, but you out there, Mr. Internet Watcher person, if you are using any sort of Apple device for your MetaMask, you're fucked. Sorry.
Man.
it's a bit blunt. You're not fucked, but it does turn out for some absolutely fucking cockamamie reason, iPhone stores your MetaMask seed phrase in your cloud without asking you. So there've been a bunch of hacks over the weekend.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's you don't want your seed phrase in the cloud.
Then you're...
Whether or not this is technically news, I really don't care. But have you seen how Dave Portnoy's SafeMoon is doing lately?
You mean he lost his money or...
Well, yeah, basically, but not only that. After going to some length to prove to his fans, I think you might call them fans, that he wasn't paid to shill SafeMoon, but that he bought it with his own money, which, for those interested in the figures, was at the time a 40K investment, which had dwindled down to 4K. He was actually bombarded by messages from the SafeMoon marketing team, they emailed him saying he hadn't upgraded his tokens and that was why his portfolio had gone down so far. So let's play a little guessing game, Anastasia. Can you guess what happened next?
I have no versions.
No. Well, it was pretty similar to what you said, but first time, good old Dave, I'll go swap my fucking token. I'm Dave Portnoy. I'm going to swap my fucking tokens. I'm Dave Portnoy. He swapped them. And they're now worth $100.
Really?
Good old Dave Portnoy. Yeah. From 40 to 4 to 100.
Oh, his sort of luck.
The guy, honestly, I mean, he doesn't need the money, but he has had no luck with crypto at all. If you're interested, have a Google or just look back at his Twitter. Maybe I'll do a round on Dave Portnoy.
Yeah, never mind the shitcoins. We'll have a good time, I hope. But just in case, guys, you forgot, we're not financial advisors. We're just the crypto-loving podcast hosts. Quite nice ones, I hope. But all the same, if you enjoyed the show, please subscribe and like the video that we have. All the videos, by the way, because how these shit coins, we will know that you like it and you're paying attention.
Were you going to swear then, Anastasia? That was deft. You replaced it with shitcoins. I like that. Bye, everyone. Thank you for watching. And actually, subscribe, bye. Like. It's Thank a nice thing much. To do. Bye.